It's Saturday, you're still asleep and I can leave, but no way. This ain't a one-night flame kind of thing. Wanna wake you up, wanna press my luck and my lips on your cheek like I can't get enough, 'cause I'm song on the radio. You already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked on the way that you take and taking my shirt off and running my fingers through your long blonde hair falling in your eyes like the first time they caught mine. All it took was a look and I was
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, is deep into his first day of testimony, and the defense is paying close attention.
It does make it quite difficult for the defense team. I'm curious how they try and poke holes in that, given that Cohen was one of the closest people to Trump since the very beginning. He recalls conversations, specific conversations that he had with Trump about these payments. It does, at the end of the day, make it difficult for the defense. I think the defense team, Trump's lawyers, are really going to try and focus on Cohen's credibility.
ABC's Catherine Falders. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez is also in court today. The New Jersey Democrat and his wife are accused of accepting money and gifts in exchange for favors to foreign business people. Jury selection in that trial is now beginning. The part of Baltimore's Key Bridge, which is resting on the cargo ship Dolly, is expected to be removed tonight. This is ABC News. Germany is tightening controls to deter further economic migration.
The locals in Germany have had it with their government's relaxed border policy. So in reaction, would-be asylum seekers now receive welfare payments on a plastic card for use in stores. This recipient says,
I tried to buy in a shop and they said that this card is not our partner. You can't buy from here. And it's also not working in all of Germany.
Under the program, only limited amounts of benefits cash can be withdrawn from ATMs. Money transfers outside of Germany are banned. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The Miami Beach Police Department is rolling out a $250,000 patrol car. They've turned a Rolls Royce into a cruiser. Police are using the car as a recruitment tool, hoping to get more people to join the force. They say the Rolls is on loan from a dealership at no cost to taxpayers. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Canadian wildfire smoke returns to Wisconsin. The State Department of Natural Resources says the entire state could be impacted by the smoke today after issuing an air quality advisory over the weekend. The agency says as the smoke plume moves from northwest Wisconsin into the southeast portion behind a cold front, the air quality index may reach unhealthy levels. They advise those with heart or lung disease, older adults, and children to avoid prolonged or heavy exertion and limit time outdoors. The DNR says they'll reassess the state's air quality this morning. The student protester encampment at UW-Milwaukee's campus will be coming down soon. School administrators and protesters reached an agreement Sunday night. The pact has the university calling for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all hostages. A meeting between students and leaders of the UWM Foundation will also be set up to discuss the protesters' demands, including a review of the foundation's investments. The agreement also states the encampment must be removed by Tuesday morning. It comes after pro-Palestinian protesters at UW-Madison agreed Friday to clear their encampment. The president of Microsoft has a personal connection to its new AI campus in Racine County. Brad Smith spoke of that at last week's groundbreaking in Mount Pleasant.
As some of you know, I love this project for one very particular reason, among others. From the age of 9 to 14, I literally lived just 3 miles from here. Our family dog came from a farm that's now part of the land on which we are building this data center.
Smith said partnering with Gateway Technical College will train more than 1,000 people to fill jobs at the new facility. He also said they'll train 100,000 people by the end of the decade.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Widespread haze expected today as Canadian wildfire smoke has moved in. Otherwise, partly sunny with highs hitting the mid-70s. Breezy winds tonight and through tomorrow pull our highs to the upper 60s, but leave us with abundant sunshine. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 68.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
We're going to talk Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, woo, thank you so much. May 13th?
Yeah.
That's like the middle of the month already.
Almost, amigo.
Holy smokes, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Here we are.
Exciting
here
stuff.
Here we are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The progress of the crop that was planted before the rain delay is pretty doggone impressive. I did some driving around northeast Iowa, eastern Iowa over the weekend, and things are up. Things are looking really good out there. It's just that there are still too many bare fields, and we need to get some progress made. So we'll talk with Kirk from BAMWX.com, find out if there's a window, if there is a window of opportunity, and for so many producers, I think that's what they need. It's not like they need a full week. If they had three and a half days, a lot of guys are going to be getting close to finishing up.
Okay.
But they still need those 2.5-3 days, something like that. So
Yeah.
Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip. That is Davis.
Hello.
As I said, we've got Kirk Hinz coming up, Greg Peterson with an update on what's going on in the used machinery market, and then we're going to talk about taking care of ourselves. Monica McConkie from eyeonthehorizon.org. She is a rural mental health counselor and consultant, and she'll be stopping by to... We are continuing to celebrate, raise awareness during Mental Health Awareness Month. So,
all right. Great. Yeah.
You bet. Let's get to the news. What do you got?
Well, let's start with the weather. A wave of low pressure coinciding with a frontal boundary will cross, will focus more rainfall across the Gulf Coast states. Rainfall could be excessive with flash flooding, especially for, did I just say especially? I don't know if I've ever said especially before.
I think you did. Yeah.
Wow. Monday the 13th, you know?
Especially.
Especially for areas that received heavy rainfall the past couple of weeks. Severe thunderstorms will also be possible where large hail, damaging wind gusts, and a few tornadoes may occur. The Intermountain West unsettled weather expected there. Flash flooding is a looming threat across the U.S. South this week as severe storms are expected to hit regions with already saturated ground. This includes parts of Texas,
yeah.
which recently experienced significant rainfall, leading to the rescue of hundreds. Currently, over 13 million people are under flood watches, Chip.
Heads up on this. This is right? serious business that they are talking about, because could see some persistent rains through the south, and that's going to create some issues.
Well, after sliding 4.2% last month, the S&P 500 has risen 3.7% so far in May and is less than 1% from its record high. Strong corporate profits have helped drive the spring rally, with more than 80% of the S&P having reported first quarter results. Companies are on pace to have boosted earnings by 7.8% compared to expectations of 5.1%. Chip, I bring this up because we missed those expectations by a pretty decent margin here at 7.8% on an expected growth of 5.1%. Stock right. market stays strong, I guess
yeah.
is the message.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes bad news is good news for the stock market because of interest mm-hmm. rate implications, and that's the period that we're in.
Yep. Well, grocery prices have risen more than 25% compared to pre-pandemic levels, this according to Bank of America analysis. First quarter visits to Walmart rose 3.9% from a year earlier with an influx, get this, Chip, with an influx to Walmart of higher income shoppers. A federal judge in Texas has temporarily blocked a new federal rule that aimed to limit credit card late fees to $8 per month. The ruling comes as a victory for banking and credit card companies who argued that the rule was unconstitutional and filed a lawsuit to prevent its implementation. This I just don't get. If people are unable to pay their bills, we make the late fees less? This helps? This helps how? Don't get me started.
Okay.
Yeah. House Chair, House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson, keeping the door open for some changes to the proposed House Farm Bill to woo some Democrats to vote for the measure when the panel marks it up May 23rd. Complete text of the bill is expected this week, Chip.
Yeah, this is another big week for the House version of the bill. There's no question about it. A lot of work going to get done.
World Weather Inc. speculates permanent wheat damage from recent freezes is not likely to be more than 6% of the Russian crop. However, a much larger part of Russia's southern region, eastern Ukraine, and western Kazakhstan are dealing with drought. Lost wheat production because of drought could be many times greater than that which was lost from recent freezes.
Yeah, the buyers that have got the hard red market up 20 cents this morning is telling you to, you know, watch your mouth there. It's got to be more than 6%.
Well, finally here, the Biden administration reportedly preparing to impose significantly higher tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles and other clean energy products to protect American manufacturers. According to the Wall Street Journal, the U.S. plans on Tuesday to increase tariffs on Chinese EVs from 25% to 100%, making it nearly impossible for these vehicles to be competitively priced in the U.S. market. Average cost of an EV in the U.S., $47,500. In China, about 28,000 smackers. You like that?
Oh, my gosh. This just kills me.
Yeah.
It absolutely kills me. We're going EVs. Don't go EVs.
Don't go EVs. Not those
EVs. No, not the Chinese EVs. Doesn't matter if they're cheap or not. Doesn't matter if they do the job. Doesn't matter if they get us around. Doesn't matter if it's all electric. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
This is our life now. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Let's bring in Kirk Hinz, BAMWX.com. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning. Good morning, Chip. I don't know how I follow up with that.
Sorry, man. Well, talk to me. Talk to me about what's going on in the Midwest and in the Corn Belt here. Is there a window in the making?
I think it just depends. I think there is for maybe like the Western Plains and the North Central United States, like divide Nebraska in half, North South Dakota, northern half of Minnesota, those kind of locations. You go further south into the east of that. We're already targeting a couple storm dates this week. And I think as we get into next week, it gets even more active on a widespread scale. So small window, but I'm concerned, Chip. I'll just be honest with you. I think the forecast is not going to get any less active ahead. In fact, I think it's going to turn up. So it is directly opposite of looking like this time last year where we got quite a bit drier. So
Yeah. What's feeding the energy into this? What's feeding the moisture in, Kirk?
Yeah. Just a lot of storms, and this is crazy to think about, but in the Pacific Ocean. So when there's a lot of upward motion or just a lot of storm activity in general, it just creates a really wavy pattern and a really active jet stream. And that jet stream just has just been, you know, pummeling and pushing into the central United States. We've had a lot of severe weather, the most I can remember in a long time. And so that that style of pattern that we're in just is having a hard time leaving, and I don't anticipate it to leave anytime soon.
It's going to stick around. Going to stick around. All right. Kirk, thank you so much for the update, buddy. Appreciate you.
Yep, all right. Have a good day.
Yep, that's Kirk Hands, BAMWX.com. Got an active weather pattern that is going to stick around for a while. All right, coming up next, it is time for our weekly look at the used machinery market. Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, is up next here on AgriTalk.
Ahead of planting season, the Be Sure campaign, organized by the Growing Matters Coalition, is back again to protect pollinator habitats and safeguard biodiversity across America's farmland. Since 2019, the Be Sure campaign has helped educate millions of growers and applicators on best management practices and responsible stewardship when applying neonicotinoid products. For guidance, tips, and resources, visit growingmatters.org/besure.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Level up your lineup with new Zalo Herbicide. A convenient soluble premix formulated for glufosinate-tolerant soybean, cotton, and canola with better average weed control than Liberty Herbicide. Get post-emergence broadleaf weed control, plus multiple modes of action for broad-spectrum contact and systemic grass control. Take control up a notch. Visit amvac.com/Zalo.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Machinery Pete here, folks. This segment of AgriTalk brought to you by our friends at Dakota Ag Innovations, makers of Dakota Shine, the best way I've seen to fix faded paint. Go to DakotaShine.com or call 888-996-7801.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us. Let's bring in Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Greg, it's great to talk to you. Happy Monday morning, buddy.
Yeah, happy Monday morning to you, Chip, and happy one day late. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms listening out there.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, yeah. We had a good Mother's Day. Here's something a little strange that happened in our family this weekend. We were exchanging, you know, giving the mothers and the grandmothers and everything cards. Mm-hmm. Had some of the family together. And my daughter and I picked out the same card for my wife.
Well, great minds think alike, I guess, huh? There you go.
That's the path that we decided we were going to go down, yes. Yeah, not that it's the same weird sense of humor. we're going with the great minds, yeah, Yeah.
Some days, I think Chip would be, it's appealing to me to maybe be a greeting card writer.
Yeah.
And just deal in happy thoughts.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
Some days are like that, but
I think we ought to see if we can get ourselves published in some sort of greeting card. That would be fun. That would
Chip
be
Flory fun. Greeting Company. I think we'd have a lot of customers out there.
All right, let's get to the pick of the week. You've got a good one. Take us down to Oklahoma.
Yeah, Saturday down in Calumet, Oklahoma. A little frog in the throat here, but my friends at Elite Auction Company had a consignment sale Saturday. Classic John Deere 4450, of course, iconic tractor model there. This was an 88 model, two-wheel drive with a loader, only had 4,028 original hours on it. A real solid unit, brought $70,000, which obviously, even with the loader, that's a strong price. Highest I've seen this year on a 4450. And right before we hopped on the air, Chip, I got looking at our website. We've seen almost 1,000 of them sold the last 24 years at auction. Average auction price this year is just over $36,200. And I got looking back, last 4 years, it's been real steady, about 34.8 to about 36. So real steady there. But if you go back 20 years, year 2004, the average auction price was about $28,000. So kind of shows you on these mid-horsepower tractors with a little
loader
age.
Loader tractors. We have talked about this from time to time, Greg, that the loader tractors sometimes show up on your pick of the week as kind of a leader in the market. And here we are again.
Yeah, the livestock sector has been real strong, obviously. So good used equipment in that realm has held up stronger than the big grain side. In fact, another example was last Friday, if we hop over to Wisconsin, Oxford, Wisconsin, had a farm auction by Gavin Brothers Auctioneers in Real Estate, and they had a very low-houred loader tractor on that one. It was an 89 model Deere 4455 two-wheel drive. They only had 1,238 hours, original one owner listed. Now, it didn't necessarily maybe look like that, but, I don't know why, but, just a loader tractor, not used much. But nonetheless, it brought $71,000. So, again, for a low-hour tractor, they're very strong. The other item on that sale that caught my eye, Chip, was a Cedar, a Like New Brilliant SS12. It brought $9,300. So, again, that was Friday, Oxford, Wisconsin.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that loader tractor, like you said, it might have been showing its wear and its tear, but still, with the low hours on there, popped it right up there and made it something that was certainly attractive to the bidders at that auction. Yeah.
Well, I think both of those examples we gave, the pick of the week, the 4450 and the 4455 here, and it doesn't matter what color. It can be red. We see tons of New Holland loader tractors be very strong, Massey's. But again, when you got one that's, whether it's 35 years old like this 89 model or 15 years old, the deal is, well, what's a new one cost? And it's a lot more. So even though 70K is a lot for a 35 year old tractor, it's us.
And I gotta say this, it's surprising to me that the market is basically the same in Oklahoma and in Wisconsin.
They're
a world apart.
It is. And, over the almost 35 years I've been doing this, that never used to be the case till maybe 5, 7, 8 years ago. But when you get into these hot sectors like loader tractors are, or livestock equipment now, then geography doesn't matter. I mean, we might have time to talk about it here, but there was another sale on the livestock equipment front Saturday down in Elsie, Nebraska, a nice sale by McDermott Auction Service. And if we talk livestock equipment, they had a 2016 EB 53-foot aluminum livestock trailer that brought $70,000. So again,
holy smokes.
Well, that's what there were, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 folks that wanted it. Yeah. 8-year-old trailer there. And again, livestock sector has been strong. So here, again, it doesn't matter that was in Nebraska or Pennsylvania or whatever. Yeah. That's just, that shows the strength of that sector.
Yeah, it certainly does. What else did you notice there at that auction in Elsie?
Yeah, they had some nice items. Again, McDermott Auction Service, they had a 13 model John Deere 8360R, just under 3,900 hours, went for $127,000. Yeah. Another loader tractor, an 11 model John Deere 6130D, a little higher hours, about just under 3,000. That brought $69,000. And wheel loaders continue to be strong when they're nice. And they had a 2009 Deere 524K. 10,254 hours brought $80,000. So, yeah, those are some of the ones that caught my eye there Saturday out of Elsie, Nebraska.
Okay. All right. Let's get to this auction with the late model equipment.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it was last Tuesday, I think. You know, we talk about some of these hot sectors, the livestock and some of these older tractors. But I do have to say it, you know, to represent what's happening out there, the late model large horsepower tractors are recalibrating pretty aggressively, softer. So the sale Tuesday had a dealer with a footprint in Illinois and Missouri put 5 23 model John Deere high horse tractors on the sale. And let's see, the highest price was a 23 model 8RX 410, 231 hours. And by the way, all these tractors had John Deere factory warranty, huge factor. And it brought 426. Now, that's a big check, $426,000. I'm not saying that's not a big check, but that's the second lowest auction price I've seen on an 8RX 410. And what's interesting to me, Chip, is if we compare back to over the last 9 months. So last August 8th, we filmed an auction in Pewamo, Michigan for our TV show, and they had a 22 model 8RX 410 that had 182 hours and John Deere warranty on it. So it was, you know, basically like the same tractor. And that brought $520,642. So again, 526. And again, the one Tuesday brought 426. Now, last December, so 4 months after that, we saw another 22 model 8RX 410. This one on a online dealer auction, Mount Vernon, Iowa, just under 700 hours with the warranty, brought $485,750. Okay. So that was a 22 model, 700 hours, 485, 750. Again, Tuesday, 23 model, 231 hours, 426. So I think that shows softening you what's up. Happening.
Yeah.
Softening up. And another example on the sale Tuesday was a 23 8R310, 468 hours. That brought $289,000.
Okay.
And again, big check. But that's the lowest auction price this year. I've seen 6 23 models, 8R310 sold this year. And it's interesting. In January, we had one at 350. By March, the two that we saw were down to 331 and 325. In April, down to 310 and 306. And then last Tuesday, 289, again, coming out of that Illinois-Missouri area. So, again, things are changing on the late model. Big horsepower, end of the market.
Yeah. As you said, and as you have said many times, we are seeing a recalibration in the market. There is no question about it. And I think these late model tractors, high horsepower tractors, that's where it's showing up the most in the tractor market. Where it's showing up the most in the equipment market in general might be in combines.
Yeah, same thing. It's focused to the late model, the 1, 2, 3 old ones.
Yep.
That's where we're seeing the biggest drop. And, farmers are under pressure, and there's more of them sitting on the used lot than there were 18 months ago. So these things all make sense. But again, the auction prices fill in the blanks for us and tell us how much softer or higher things are going.
Right. Greg, good stuff, man. Great perspective. This really important for people to understand exactly what is going on in this market. Good stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great, Chip. Have a good week.
You too. That is Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. We're talking mental health in rural America next.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe.
Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
Time for Markets Now with the experts from ProFarmer.
Joining us now, ProFarmer editor Brian Grady. Brian, start with wheat trade. We backed off a touch from the highs, but still solidly high.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk up the 75-cent limit to $21.26, July up 41 to $20.31, August up 28 to $19.82, September up 22 to $19.73. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher. The feeder cattle market really leading the way in the cattle complex as the markets continue to move prices higher as box beef prices also were higher. That's helping both live and feeder cattle markets. Hogs, though, moving mostly lower as the fundamentals were mixed at the midday and there's been little cash interest, and that is helping to pressure prices. June live cattle now up 80 cents to $176.95. May feeder cattle up 90 cents to $239.70, while May hogs down 25 cents to $91.47. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat moving mostly higher on weather concerns, with too wet weather in southern Brazil for beans, too dry in central and northern Brazil for corn, corn stunt disease in Argentina, and frost and freezes in portions of Russia, wheat countries, all helping to support the grains. New crop corn now up 2.5 to 494.5. New crop beans up 9 to 214.75. July wheat in Chicago up 25 to 688.5. Minneapolis wheat May up 36.75 to 745.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
At 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. That's Joe Baklovich's group right there, right?
It's Joey's, Greasehog.
Greasehog. Greasehog. That's right there is one thing that Joe does to take a break from the markets, kind of refresh.
Yeah, he'll right? go and grease up hogs. That's what
he does. or maybe he does a little guitar playing.
You know what?
Music.
I think that's probably
music. And music is like your release as well, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. Yeah. My release and my curse.
It's been with you for a while, hasn't it?
Dang near 40 years now, brother. Can't shake it.
Well, that's good. We're all better for it.
Oh, stop.
We are.
You're going to make me sing if you're not careful.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And we being Big Apple Joe Stackler, myself and Davis, we've committed over the years to participating in the effort to raise awareness around some of the mental health issues out there in the farm community. And we're doing that again today. We've got Monica McConkie. She is a rural mental health counselor and consultant at eyeonthehorizon.org. Monica, it's great to talk with you again. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
Glad that you are here, Monica. How is rural America doing right now, Monica? Are you getting a lot of calls into the office? Are some issues coming up? Are there any trends that we need to be aware of? How is rural America doing?
Oh, gosh. Well, yes, I'm getting a lot of calls in answer to that question. Mm-hmm. So the majority of the work I do is with farmers and ranchers. Mm-hmm. And, my phone's been ringing. It always gets a little bit better when they're able to actually get into the field and start spring's work and things. Because then there's something to focus on and they feel like, you know, I'm not just waiting around, it's raining or whatever. I've got something I can put my energy into. Yeah. But when we talk rural in general,
yep.
I mean, you know, we're seeing the stuff that we've always seen. Suicide rates are higher per capita in rural areas than in urban. There are fewer resources, barriers to seeking help. Stigma that keeps people from talking openly. But we're getting there. You know, I think there's some good things happening. I think the stigma is being addressed in large part because of exactly this, that ag business and ag sectors are embracing the conversation, and that's good.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me about Eye on the Horizon. That's one resource that people can reach out to, correct?
Yeah, for sure. So I have a contract with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture mm-hmm. to provide counseling and mental health resources to farmers and ranchers and their family in Minnesota at no cost, no insurance bill, no barriers. So it's Ted Matthews and I in the state mm-hmm. that do this work. So definitely, if you're a Minnesota farmer, rancher, a business person, you know, use us as a resource. It's free to you and no barriers, you know, no right. barriers attached. Apart from that, I have some contracts in North Dakota. I do some work with the National Farmer Veteran Coalition on suicide prevention trainings, working with Northwest Minnesota Foundation on suicide prevention trainings, kind of focused on egg producers. Doing that work in the northwestern part of the state. So, yeah, my days are, I told somebody yesterday, my schedule is flourishing. Trying to take a positive spin there, right?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Absolutely. Hey, Monica, social media. A lot of farmers, a lot of people in rural areas spend a lot of time on social media. Are they helping themselves or can that be some fuel on the fire of some mental health problems that might exist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely social media is that double-edged sword, isn't it? Yeah. Where it connects people on a certain level. It keeps us, you know, in tune to what's going on, helps us learn things, I guess, on, you know, it can be educational. But what I see with a lot of my egg producers, my farmers, mm-hmm. is that they're seeing the negative comments. So they're working really hard to feed the country, right? They're risking things. They're putting in effort. And then they'll see comments that are very critical of farming practices. And that just can really be a hit. And so that's one thing that's happening. Another thing that's happening is they're also seeing people post about how perfect their lives are. They have the new vehicles and the beautiful home, and they're taking vacations. And it's like, I have to milk cows twice a day. I'm not going anywhere. And I know at the end of the year, I'm not even going to break even. So it can be really, disillusionment. You know, you're really thinking about how horrible life is because you're seeing these other people building their life up, and it just is false. And so, it is all about how you use it, how much time you give it, how much time you give social media, how much emotion you invest in it. And if you find that you're on it and you're feeling worse after having been on it, set some boundaries around it. Like, I'll go on this site or I'll check this, but I'm not letting myself just become lost in it.
Well, and Monica, one thing we got to keep in mind, too, if I'm going to put something on Facebook, it's going to be my best day, my most delicious meal, my best hair day. Yeah. I'm doing something interesting and fun. It's not showing me, you know, not feeling well today or whatever. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Yep. That's exactly it. And of course, and, you have those people that are brutally honest and they air everything, but typically.
Yeah, that's right. And I also want people to understand that there are people on social media that all they are looking to do is to make what might be a tough day for you even worse.
Yep.
They are out there looking to start fires, and you got to sort those people out. Yep. Sort those people out. Just don't pay any attention to them.
Absolutely. Unfollow. Yep. Yeah. Unfollow. And I think even like the news, the current state of the country and all of the contentious things that are happening, you know, there may be seasons in our lives that we just need to disconnect from that because we have enough of our own stuff going on. And so, you know, this is just not the time for me to be tuned into the news. Maybe when I'm in a better place, I'll come back to it. But we can make those decisions for ourselves. We don't have to constantly be feeding ourselves that cause us more stress.
Right. Okay, Monica, help us identify what should we look for from people that might be struggling out there that need someone to reach out to them?
Oh, such a good question. Isolation is a biggie. So they start withdrawing. They're shutting down. They're not talking. You might notice personality changes, hygiene changes. So they're just kind of letting themselves go. On the farm, we might see that their equipment, livestock, fence lines, farm site is just kind of falling into disrepair. And that's not the norm. Any statements of hopelessness. You know, I wish I could go to sleep and never wake up. I'm done with all of this. I mean, those things can mean a lot of different things, but we just have to follow up and check in. But those are kind of the top ones that I see a lot. Just that I can't do this anymore. This is never going to get better. Withdrawal, appetite changes, sleep difficulty, which, you know, 99% of our farmers don't sleep well. All of those things.
Right. Okay. So as a friend, as an observer, a neighbor, how do you gently approach that with someone that you think might need some help?
Yep. Yeah. That's a good question, too. And the way I think is the best strategy is to go to them and let them know what you're seeing or hearing or what you learned about that is causing you concern.
Okay.
And just come at it from a place of caring. Like, you know, I heard you were going through the divorce. I haven't seen you around town for ages. And I just heard you say your family would be better off without you. You know, I'm worried. Are you thinking about killing yourself? Are you thinking about suicide? Let's find some help for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes those are tough words to come up with. And even when you've got them in your head, they're difficult to say them out loud. We need to get past that as friends and neighbors and be able to say them out loud.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So
absolutely, we do.
Yep. Monica, a lot of good things to think about, some action points here on the in the conversation. Thank you so much for making time for us, and thank you for what you do out there. We all need to raise awareness and be aware of our own mental wellness, but we also have to pay attention to what's going on around us. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for highlighting.
You bet. That is Monica McConkey. She is at eyeonthehorizon.org. Davis and I will be right back to wrap up this morning's AgriTalk.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Combat stigma.
Agriculture drives this country.
Congress recently invested $20 billion in conservation practices.
These programs help small farmers better their practice at a cost that they can afford.
They've helped me to not only take care of my family, but to take care of the land.
Today, these funds are at risk. Congress, protect conservation funding in the Farm Bill and keep agriculture viable for future generations. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know? Good morning, everybody. AgriTalk, your pal Davis Michelson here on your Monday morning. We're off and running, eh, Chip?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think there's any
stopping it now. We've already done most of the morning show. We're cool. 66 degrees. Rain starting in about 2 hours. Cloudy here in Kansas City. We're expecting about 2.5 days of rainish weather down here starting now, pretty much.
Gotcha. We are 66 degrees, and it's sprinkling. Sprinkling. Okay. It's been sprinkling most of the morning. Yeah. We've barely gotten the cement wet. But it's spring.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. The conversation with Machinery Pete kind of started in an unexpected spot. And I just thought I'd pick that up a little bit for our Monday morning. You had talked about starting a greeting card company.
Right.
And I thought to myself, you know, let's get this young rascal going. Let's give him a couple. Give him a couple to get him started. And then, then it's up to you to take it from there. But I've got a few here, okay?
Okay.
So here are some cards that you might give to a farmer, all right?
All right.
You're 100% planted, !! Time to celebrate completed rows with raised glasses in your dancing clothes. The rain will fall and the sun will shine. Enjoy the show with a glass of water.
Nice. Huh?
There's one.
Very well done.
How about this one? When life is too much and the kids bleat like lambs, when your trenches won't close and the wayward wind blows, think about a new skid loader.
That's so
Another
beautiful.
One. Your dog ran away.
You're going to make me cry, man.
Here's this one. Now, this one is for one of the darker times.
Okay.
Your dog ran away. Ooh. So sorry for your loss. Take heart. Now the neighbor has to feed him. And just one more. Just one more. A haiku, an ode to number 88. Anticipation. This cow continues to swell. She may drop 6 calves.
There could be some sort of a record set.
There may be. Five's the record.
That's right. That's right.
You can do it, 88. We believe in you.
She's large.
She is.
She is very much large.
Yes.
She's starting to struggle a little bit. You must have seen the update from this morning.
Yes. Beginning to struggle a little bit.
Looks like getting up is a deal now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, I hear you, sister. You know what I mean?
I'm with you. I'm with you, honey.
I'm going to rewind us. I'm going to rewind us a month.
Okay.
And just bounce this off of you. We're having some fun here, but let's shape it up. Let's get serious here.
All right.
Bill Baruch.
Yes.
Blue Line Futures.
Yes.
Told us on April 17.
Okay.
A lot of the haves, he was using that term, the haves and have nots. Mm-hmm. A lot of the haves are supporting the service industry.
Yeah. Very much so.
And now in the news here, I had a story, grocery prices up 25% according to Bank of America, but they also included this little nugget, first quarter visits to Walmart by higher income shoppers rose 3.9%. I feel like this might be the first hint here. You know, the Smiths aren't shopping at Banana Republic for their shirts anymore. They're not going to Whole Foods for groceries anymore. Now we're seeing more and more of them slide into that Walmart sort of, you know, lower priced shopping kind of a thing. It strikes me, and I wonder if I'm completely all wet now that I've wasted 2 minutes of airtime gambling.
I think you are exactly spot on. And when we think about how the economy is going to chug forward, there's lots of evidence out there that the recovery from that pandemic low was still taking place. But the recovery is pretty much wrapped up now. It is what it is. The economy is what it is, and what's left is organic growth in the economy. So how much is there? How much real growth is there in the economy going forward? This is something, coincidentally, this is something that occupied my thoughts on some of the drive over the weekend, okay? Just where does the growth come from? Is it still going to be in the service sector? Well, probably. But for the first time in some time, is that service sector going to have to borrow a phrase from Greg Peterson, Machine Repeat, is it going to have to recalibrate? Can it recalibrate? Is there some recalibration in the grocery store coming? Or can it recalibrate? I'm not too sure that we can answer positively to the can it recalibrate, whether we're talking about services or grocery store. Hey, my truck is in getting an oil change this morning. There's no way it's going to be cheaper than the last time I was in there.
No way. Nope.
No way. So if I'm spending more on that, am I going to have to spend less in other places? Yeah. That's the way it works when you're on a budget.
Yep.
And well, so where am I going to take it out of? I'm not exactly sure yet.
The employment data especially would be absolutely shocking when you're talking about growth within various sectors. I would love to see the number if we just strip out all the government jobs that have been added. Strip out all the government work. And let's see what those numbers look like then.
It's not very pretty. Yeah, we talk about revisions to past data and how most of it has been to lower past job growth numbers. If you start stripping the government jobs out of that jobs data, it doesn't look very good at all. Now, the number of new jobs, government jobs in April slowed down considerably from the previous 6 months, but they were still there. We got to talk more about the economy this afternoon. We're going to get Jim McCormick from AgMarket.net in here. We'll talk about what's going on in the grain markets. We'll talk with the economy as well. Tomorrow morning here, we've got Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa on AgriTalk.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Being stuck in a bad timeshare can be overwhelming, straining your finances, your health, and even family relationships. I know because everyday families call us for help, stressed to no end because of a timeshare they were misled into buying and can't even use. Some people even get second jobs or come out of retirement just to pay for fees that go on forever. I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help good folks out of bad timeshare deals. And our mission is working to